I wonder if my generation and those younger than me can be forgiven for believing that carrots grow in plastic bags on supermarket shelves. But of course they don't. And I'm a towny girl at heart, you can tell that, but I've always loved the countryside. And when my daughter Laura was about 10, we went to the Pick Your Own Farm. This was our very first time ever in the countryside to do something like that. And we were looking for strawberries. We so enjoyed choosing the strawberries for our basket that when I saw another sign that said, pick your own peas, I thought we would have a go at that as well. So we confidently moved to the row of peas. Look, they're so much bigger than the ones we usually have. I wonder if they shrink when they're frozen, said I. Encouraging her to try one, we opened the pod and tasted it. So completely different to the ones that we have for Sunday lunch, I have to say. Laura continued to pull the most dreadful face, complaining that the peas were sour. I insisted it was because they were fresh. Not convinced that we were ever going to enjoy these peas, we went to pay. Strawberries and peas to be weighed, please. The farmer grinned at me and he winked and he said, these ain't peas, me dear, these are broad beans. I think that harvest perhaps helps us to remember where our food really does come from. It helps us to realise that we depend on God, on each other and on the land that's around us. I'm going to tell you a story. Once upon a time, a man drove down a country lane. Oh, it might work. It was late afternoon and he was tired and hungry. As he rode past the first houses, the village people stopped and stared. He waved to several of them, but no one waved back. He approached a woman. Good evening, he said cheerfully. Could you spare a bit of food for a hungry man? The woman began shaking her head. We've had a poor harvest. We're very worried. There's barely enough food for our family. The man then stopped and asked a farmer working on his tractor, do you have a place at your table for a hungry man? It didn't rain the last month of harvest. It's very poor. What little we have, we need for our own children. At every home, he heard the same sad story. The harvest had been poor. There was not enough food, and everyone was worried about themselves and their own family. Suddenly, he had an idea. He reached over into his bag, and he took out a stone, and he addressed the villagers. People of the village, he shouted, your worries are over. I have in my hand a special stone. This is a magic stone, and with it you can make stone soup. Stone soup? I've never heard of stone soup. The man continued, now, who has a large empty pot? Quickly, a pot was found. Oh, and it has been found as well. That's great. It's barely large enough, but it will do. Now we must fill the pot with water and put it on a hob. As the water began to boil, the man dramatically raised the magic stone above his head. Up it went, and then gently he put the stone in the pot. Has the stone gone in the pot? Oh, yes, hooray! Well done, Jonathan. Stone soup needs salt and pepper, the man announced. Two children ran to fetch salt and pepper. No, not potatoes yet. Take it back. We only want salt and pepper next. Right, two children ran to fetch salt and pepper. This isn't going to be happening. The water had boiled for a few minutes and the man sipped the brew. This stone makes excellent soup. But it would be better if we had a few carrots. We have carrots that we're willing to share, a farmer replied. Immediately, his daughter ran home and returned with the carrots. Any carrots? Oh, they're already in. Oh, dear. It's too bad about the harvest, said the man. Stone soup is always much more tasty when we add a cabbage or two. Are there cabbages in? Yes. I think I know where to find a cabbage, a young mother shouted as she dashed towards her home. When she was returned, she was carrying two large cabbages, which had already been put in the soup. The man was busy slicing carrots and cabbages with his knife. The last time I made stone soup, someone gave me some potatoes. They've already gone in the pan, I think. Several people talked quietly. They went home and returned with potatoes and onions and beans too. By the time the soup was ready, it was almost dark. It was the most delicious soup they had ever tasted. And to think, it all came from the magic stone. After everyone had eaten, some people brought out their guitars. Everyone began to sing, and some even danced. As the guitars coming, and the dancing, and the singing. Oh, yes. And there you can see Francis on the piano, and Tony on the cornet. They're away with the party. Never had the village had such a wonderful time. The next morning, the whole village gathered to say goodbye. And as the man got on his cycle, one child called out, "You forgot to take your stone." The man smiled. "I'm going to leave the stone here with you as a gift. Remember, as long as you make stone soup, you will never have to worry about being hungry." Now, this story helps us to see what can happen if we share things. It makes common sense. Maybe we could change our name of the church. Instead of St. Matthew's, it could be called the Church of the Stone Soup. But I haven't asked the PCC about that yet, so we'll have to wait and see. But generosity in all sorts of ways is catching. We can see, look at all of these harvest gifts, all that has been given, and how quickly it's been built up, because we all work together. And the part that you play is vital. And we heard that in the lovely singing. Everyone was singing their part, and without that, we wouldn't have had such a lovely song. Our Bible reading from Corinthians explains all about sharing, not just fruit and vegetables, but sharing our gifts and our talents. It tells us how God can pour on blessings in astonishing ways. God not only gives seed to the farmer to grow carrots or wheat to make bread, but gives us something that we can give away too, something that we can share. Now, of course, it can be money, but it can be just supporting a friend, sitting next to someone who is lonely, sharing yourself with someone. When we share our gifts and talents, it's like making stone soup for God's church to grow. Wider, deeper, closer, and well fed. As the weeks of harvest passes by and the nights grow darker, we can remember this service, not only in the visible fruits and vegetables that we've got, but also the people that make that happen. From the farmer to the miller, from the baker to the supermarket, and then to us. Now, we're going to do an activity, not this sort of activity, an activity that you're going to write. I want us to think about our life harvest, a harvest of God's activity in our daily lives, things that we can be thankful for or want to give to God to use. We're reminded of that psalm that Jonathan read to us this morning. Unless the Lord is involved, our work and our giving are empty. We are the family of God and have between us a harvest of achievements and blessings. And in a minute, we're just going to give you some paper to start thinking about what you're thankful for. Now, I'll give you some ideas. It could be a past exam. It could be being picked for a sports team. It could be having a lovely voice to sing in the choir. It could be a parenting matter. It could be a healed relationship. It could be a quality or a talent that you have. You could sing or play an instrument. Or you may just be a good listener for someone or a friendly person. All these things are really important. Whatever it is, write it down on the paper. If you want to draw it, if you're under 10, then you can draw. But otherwise, write it on. And then we're going to collect it and we can make a church stone soup with all these blessings. So get drawing and writing. have them back. Collect them back in as everybody finished. If we could have them up at the front, that would be great. And size people will bring them up for us. Okay, when we share our blessings, we can make church stone soup, and our church can grow deeper, wider, closer, and well fed, because we've all shared in it and we've all had the partnership of it. And here comes a few more. Those late onions are very, very important. And so here we are, and now we can offer this church stone soup to God. So, Almighty God, we thank you for all the blessings in this church. We thank you that they can all be used for your glory here in Harwell, and we give them to you now. Amen.